Although common usage refers to the structure within the wall of the interatrial septum that connects the electrical systems of the atria and ventricles as the AV node, the situation is far more complex and debatable as to the precise anatomy and physiology involved. Suffice it to say that the AV node is just one of several parts that make up the AV junction, which then extends to the bundle of His. Given ongoing debate over which portions of this AV junction are truly responsible for its inherent automaticity, the more accurate term for describing an escape or accelerated rhythm originating from this area of the heart is to call it a junctional rhythm and not an AV nodal rhythm, as technically the AV node might not be the part of the structure that puts out the impulse. That said, for simplicity, and given continued common usage, I'll continue to use the terms AV nodal rhythm and junctional rhythm interchangeably as synonyms. My goal in this brief audio pearl is to talk about when junctional beats and junctional rhythms are good things. That is, not only appropriate, but potentially life-saving. First, some clinical definitions. A normal sinus rhythm in adults is defined as a regular, or at least almost regular, rhythm at a rate between 60 to 99 per minute, which is consistently conducted by sinus P waves. Sinus P waves are defined on ECG by the presence of an upright P wave in standard lead 2. With the exceptions of dextrocardia and lead reversal, if the P wave is not upright in standard lead 2, then the rhythm is not sinus. And you'd be amazed at how often even experienced physicians overlook non-sinus rhythms, simply because they forget the critical first step in assessment of any ECG, which is to spend the first 3 to 4 seconds you have after being given an ECG to scan a long lead 2 rhythm strip in order to ensure that each QRS complex is preceded by an upright P wave with constant PR interval. So, normal sinus rhythm in adults is defined by a rate between 60 to 99 beats per minute. Sinus rhythms of 100 or more beats per minute are defined as sinus tachycardia and as sinus bradycardia when the rate is slower than 60 per minute. Now, if something happens to the sinus node, such that the sinus node fails to put out an impulse, there will be a pause. This is where the AV junction comes in, which in normal adults puts out an AV nodal or junctional escape rhythm that in normal adults will usually be at a rate between 40 to 60 per minute. We call this junctional rhythm an escape rhythm because, for example, in an older adult with sick sinus syndrome in whom sinus pauses may be prolonged to 3 or more seconds, if the AV junction did not put out an AV nodal escape beat followed by a junctional escape rhythm, then the result would be a systole. So the junctional escape rhythm in this situation is not only appropriate, but potentially life-saving. What if, on the other hand, you see a junctional rhythm at 60 per minute in an otherwise healthy young adult? Is this abnormal? Is it pathologic? And the answer is that if you are dealing with an otherwise healthy young adult with no history of heart disease, and the periods of a junctional escape rhythm are limited, then this may simply be a normal phenomenon in which other sites in the heart, either in the atria or from the AV junction, take over the rhythm because the sinus pacemaker temporarily slows a little bit to a rate below 60 or so per minute, which provides an opportunity for a brief period for the AV node to take over. But this is physiologic, because the rate of the junctional rhythm that takes over is not accelerated. Now, technically, a junctional rhythm of 65 per minute in an adult is slightly accelerated, but not by much. It is when you truly see an accelerated junctional rhythm, say to 80 or more per minute, or especially when you see a junctional tachycardia with a junctional rate of 100 per minute or more, that a series of different considerations takes hold. That's because a truly accelerated junctional rhythm or junctional tachycardia are quite uncommon outside of certain situations. These special situations include digoxin toxicity, overuse of certain other medications such as stimulants, ischemia or infarction, in sick patients such as those with septicemia or shock, and in the postoperative state. In infants or young children, JET or a junctional ectopic tachycardia can be seen. But outside of these circumstances in children and adults, fast junctional rhythms just are not seen very much. Note, I mentioned that the usual rate of a junctional escape rhythm in adults is between 40 to 60 per minute. In children, the usual junctional escape rate is faster, typically between 50 to 80 per minute. This is useful to know because a transient junctional rhythm of 75 per minute in an otherwise healthy child may be benign and physiologic. Finally, I wanted to say a word about the presence of junctional beats that occur in association with AV block. This is surprisingly common with Mobitz 1 second-degree AV block, in which junctional beats may be seen at the end of the pause that contains the drop beat. The key for assessing whether such junctional beats are pathologic or physiologic and appropriate, the key lies with determining the rate of these junctional beats. For example, if the pause that contains the drop beat is 7 large boxes long, at which point the pause is ended by a junctional beat, this corresponds to an R2R interval for that junctional beat of 7 large boxes, which corresponds to a heart rate in the mid-40s, which falls right within the range of a junctional escape rhythm. So it is perfectly appropriate to see a junctional beat at this point in the rhythm. And of itself, the occurrence of this junctional beat does not imply a more severe degree of AV block. In conclusion, the clinical setting and figuring out the rate of the junctional rhythm are the keys for determining if junctional beats or a junctional rhythm is likely to be pathologic or appropriate and physiologic.